Hey everyone, yours truly, Angie McDonald, Wounded to Wonderful. Another episode, another week, another opportunity to come before you and just speak some truth about healing, growth, and self-discovery in all aspects of life, maybe mine personally, maybe yours, maybe ours. But definitely this is a safe place for you to come and let's talk. This is week 9. Thank you so much for just staying with me and enjoying each weekly podcast that I'd have to offer. And this week is sentimental. It is close to home, and it really brings me to a place of reflection and gratitude and just, you know, a deeper sense of what life is. Although today is March 13th, it comes a day after 1 year of me having to gift back my gift. I had to really give back something that I've prayed for and do so with an understanding, even in the midst of the uncertainty and the questions, that God is in control. I did briefly throughout the last year touch on it, didn't go into detail, made one or two posts that you may or may not have seen. But this past year was a time of reflection and careful consideration on the beauty of life. The day I had to give my gift back was March 12, 2019, at around 8:20 p.m., and that gift, and many of us as women and families can attest to this, that gift was in the form of my butterfly son, little Adonis McDonald, who was born sleeping March 12, 2019, around 8:20 p.m. And it was a surreal, unusual, painful, confusing time. That week that started off as a hospital visit to the ER for what I thought was an earache or an ear infection, not knowing it was going to spiral into me finding out that I was a lot more pregnant than I thought I was. I knew I was carrying, and I was waiting for results to get the actual size based on blood work. But while waiting, that situation took place where I had to visit the emergency room for a pounding earache that would not go away. And while I went there for that, I did let them know I was carrying. The necessary blood work was done. Blood pressure was taken. And that's when all the, you know, bells went off. And the alerts and the alarms went off that something was really wrong. And I can tell you that's when fear set in. Just to give you a backtrack, you know, my husband and I prayed for this little boy because we wanted to finalize our family with, you know, a solid 4 kids. Let's pray for one of them, the last one being a boy, and we're good to go. And we knew I was carrying. And I said, like I said, I was waiting for blood work to find out how far along I was. And it happened over that weekend after attending a wedding and waking up that Monday morning, just feeling off and feeling just upset for no particular reason. And I went to the emergency room. I logged out of work early, working from home, and just went and said, you know what? I don't know what's going on. I don't feel right. I'm going. And this is when, like I said, back to when they were hooking me up, did the blood work and the blood pressure, that I was beyond stroke levels. And I can tell you folks, my blood pressure, the one that I recall, was 224 over 180. And my mind was blown. And that's when all the nurses came into high alert, doctors came in. I had like 4 different bracelets to identify different things that was going on with me. And the news came back that my little boy was gone. and I was much more pregnant than I thought I was. My idea was about 16 weeks, maybe. I was actually 25 weeks, 6 months pregnant. And he had passed away due to the very high blood pressure that I was feeling, or it could have been a combination of things, but it was too late to speculate what may have happened, or the blood pressure resulted of my body realizing he's no longer there and was starting the miscarriage process without me even being fully aware what was going on. And that was the day I had to give my gift back. The gift that I prayed for and anticipated and hoped for. I was a little nervous about having a new one in addition to my little energetic Naomi, but it was a blessing nonetheless. And I know this might hit home for some women, that some of us did have to give birth or miscarry gifts that we prayed for that we had to give back. And I know it may have been, not even may have been, it was a tumultuous time. I know it may have questioned your ability as a woman, as a mother, made you second guess yourself and your ability to carry a child and thinking you're worthless, because I had those thoughts. I thought it myself. And it took a lot for me to really say, Angie, no, you're okay. In the midst of me wondering, am I a good mother? And why did my body fail me? And why did my body fail this little boy? All of those questions played with my emotions and played with my self-esteem. And what I did was we decided to do a stillbirth. And my husband was there, and it was hard for him. I saw him nearly faint several times. I saw him look at me with tears and disbelief, and likewise me to him. And I even found myself apologizing to him that I wasn't able to carry his son. And for us, those of us who were in that place, us ladies who found ourselves in that place, I salute you for your strength, your ability to push through the pain. And not only the physical pain, but the emotional and spiritual pain that something like that can cause, having to give back our gift. I know this takes you into a realm of what Angie McDonald has experienced. And you know I'm an open book, but there are certain times where I believe there's a season and a time to share different aspects to make sure that I'm giving from a healed place, hence a recent topic that I've done, and to make sure I can talk about it with an assurance and with a knowing that whatever is said and whatever I experienced is a tool to help you to heal, grow, and discover. Because I definitely had to use my own tools. I definitely had to taste my own medicine and learn what it feels like to heal and to grieve all over again and to just come face to face with the loss and the emotions and the shame. Shame was involved. Like I said, it's a natural knee-jerk reaction for a woman to know that she's expecting a child and that child did not come to fruition as we had hoped. There is a level of shame that is involved. So for those of us as ladies who felt ashamed, who felt like they could not be a mom by being able to carry a child to full term, I want to embrace you. I want to support you. And I just want to love on you and let you know, although we had to give back our gifts, there's more in store for us to do. We still have work to do. We still have love to give. We still have to nurture those around us, our loved ones. If we have additional children, we still have to love on them and see the best in them and pray for their full potential and for their growth and success. It doesn't stop there. And grief is just a pause in, you know, our life's journey and the walk that we need to walk in order to get to the next level. Grief is a pause. And sometimes we have to take those pauses to experience those feelings, to understand the feelings that we're grappling with. And I want to offer to any woman who's listening, if you have any unresolved feelings about, you know, a fetal demise or a miscarriage, I'm here. Definitely, you can reach out. We can go through it together. We can chronicle it and express those feelings, come face to face with them, cry it out if you want to, speak it out, ask the questions you want, and just definitely move on to a sense of reflection, a sense of gratitude that we were able to carry such a gift, and even acknowledging in the pain that it was a gift that we had to give back. So I dedicate today's episode to my little beautiful 10 fingers, 10 toes, cute little button nose, butterfly baby boy, Adonis McDonald, who was born sleeping March 12, 2019. Mommy celebrates you because you've given me another reason to give God thanks for life, the beauty of it, and to understand that certain things in life requires us to say, Lord, thy will be done. And we say these scriptures, we say these affirming words from the scriptures, but at times we have to actually come to terms with what they really mean, with real life experiences. And that was mine. Some of us have our different walks and our different moments of saying, oh, that's what that meant when I'm saying it, that in all things give thanks. That's what this means, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We know that we say these things and we say them repetitively because we know them, but sometimes God has to bring us through the valley for us to be able to really know them and say them from a place of knowing and deep understanding, even in our questionable times. So I just wanted to share that with you. I'm grateful for my gift that I had to eventually give back. He's given me an outlook on life. He's allowed me to appreciate the beauty of life and also how delicate life is, because I was told that if I had waited one more day, I would have been a memory. I would not have been having this podcast. I would not be able to be here to encourage you to push on another day and to love and to still grieve, but to love and to nurture and enjoy the gifts of nurturing and loving as a woman and as a mother. So that was the day I had to give my gift back. And I realized that there are other gifts that I have to give on a daily basis. And one of them is empowering you, encouraging you, giving you an inspiring word, and even at times hard truths for us to heal, grow, discover, and grow from wounded to wonderful. It's been my pleasure talking to you today. I pray that this podcast has given you a glimmer of hope, reason, and a push to just go another day. That if we always say that above ground is a good day, any day above ground is a really good day. Yours truly, Angie McDonald. Let's talk next week. Same time, same place. Maybe more places by the next time you hear this podcast, another podcast. But I'm grateful for the opportunity to be on 9+ platforms to speak with you and to encourage you, including Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, CastBox, Anchor FM, Player FM, all the others. One day I'll remember them all. But if you need to reach me, I am here, Angie@woundedtowonderful.com. Also my Instagram, I am Angie McDonald, or Wounded to Wonderful Coaching. You can find me on Facebook, Mrs. Angie McDonald, and LinkedIn, Mrs. Angie McDonald. It's been my pleasure to come to before you today, speak to you, encourage you, empower you, and give you hope that you can too move on and grow from wounded to wonderful. I'll chat to you next week. Bye-bye now.